From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, June 11th. Coming up, after former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is sentenced this week, could his next move be to seek President Trump's intervention? That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. President Trump's budget proposal to be considered today could shutter a U.S. Department of Agriculture lab located on the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. The Agricultural Research Service facility includes both the National Soybean Germplasm Collection and the Maize Genetics Cooperation Stock Center. Their archives and grow-out facilities for soybean and corn germplasm gathered from around the planet. These are genetic resources that commercial and academic researchers use to find ways to improve the two crops. Some advocates say shutting down or moving the ARS unit will cease or delay services to farmers and industries, incur new taxpayer expenses, and introduce new risks for irreplaceable crop collections. President Trump's budget proposal is set to be presented before the House Appropriations Committee today. A Central Illinois lawmaker says a gun safety measure in Illinois will likely face legal challenges. Republican State Representative Bill Hauter of Morton says the bill is a clear violation of the Second Amendment.
Don't even look at these bills anymore, because I know they're going to be in the courts for years, and because they're going to be found unconstitutional, in my opinion. It's blatantly unconstitutional. It really hinders your ability to defend yourself in your home.
The Safe Gun Storage Act says firearm owners must place weapons in a secure storage if they have a minor, someone at risk, or somebody who doesn't have a FOID card on their property. The measure heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk. A federal judge is ordering details about the vast wealth of convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan be removed from the public court record. Dave McKinney has more.
Federal prosecutors disclosed in a court filing that Madigan amassed more than $40 million in assets, a detail his lawyers said never should have been made public. Judge John Blakey agreed with the defense, ordered the reference be stricken, and said his move was mostly symbolic. That's because the rare disclosure already drew media coverage. It was the first glimpse into how wealthy Madigan had become after a long career now tainted by 10 convictions. Prosecutors argued the total showed Madigan did not need to engage in bribery and fraud, but did so out of greed. Madigan's lawyer called the disclosure gratuitous. The ex-speaker will be sentenced Friday and could get more than 12 years in prison and a $1.5 million fine.
This is Dave McKinney.
Illinois' most populous county has declared maternal mortality a public health crisis countywide. Isabella Nieto reports on a resolution passed yesterday by the Cook County Board.
In 2023, the Illinois Department of Public Health reported Black women are three times as likely to die from pregnancy-related medical conditions as white women. Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller says systemic disadvantages like a lack of access to health care, gaps in insurance coverage, and cultural biases in medical practice put Black women at a higher risk.
This disparity is a stark reminder that we have more work to do and to ensure that race never dictates health outcomes and pregnancy and childbirth is safe for all.
Miller also says looming federal cuts to health care pose a threat to current maternal mortality prevention programs.
That was Isabella Nieto reporting from Chicago. Still to come, after former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is sentenced this week, could his next move be to seek President Trump's intervention? That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 87 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 64 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 88 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 84 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, for generations, gays and lesbians often found community in bars. That's changed in recent years, but political events and the corporate pullback from Pride have LGBT Americans thinking more about separate places they can be themselves. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The decade-long criminal pursuit of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan finally comes down to this. On Friday, a man once regarded as the state's most powerful politician will be sentenced for multiple corruption convictions. If Madigan gets a long prison term, could his next step be to seek relief from President Trump? Dave McKinney and John Seidel of the Chicago Sun-Times tried to find out.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich knows what Madigan is up against now. Blagojevich got 14 years for multiple corruption convictions, and Madigan is looking at more than a dozen years if prosecutors get their way. The two have been bitter rivals, considering how the ex-speaker launched impeachment efforts against Blagojevich 16 years ago. But now, Blagojevich says he carries no ill will toward Madigan and only offers his empathy. He told me, "I wouldn't wish what he's going through right now on my worst enemy, and Madigan was my worst enemy."
I'm John Seidel, federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. Madigan's expected to face federal judge John Blakey this Friday. The sentencing will cap the most expansive corruption investigation in Chicago since Blagojevich. But things have changed a lot in the past decade, and even in the last few months, starting with a president aggressively undoing convictions and prison terms with the stroke of his pen. Earlier this year, Trump granted Blagojevich a pardon he didn't expect. And in late May, Trump commuted the federal prison term of Gangster Disciples co-founder Larry Hoover. Madigan's legal team won't say if they're also trying to get the president's attention, and there's nothing to suggest that anything's afoot. So I asked Chicago defense lawyer Michael Ettinger, who once represented Blagojevich's brother in federal court, what he would do if he were Madigan's attorney. Would he seek clemency for Madigan?
Immediately. Because of Trump's mindset right now and what some prosecutors and judges tried to do to him. I don't think I'd wait an hour till after sentencing before I'd file it.
Ettinger says Madigan's crimes only involved people getting paid to do little or no work, not something where someone died or lost their life savings.
And in the political world, some also question whether Madigan's next move might be to petition the White House. Political podcaster Joe Walsh was a one-term Northwest suburban Tea Party Republican congressman. He's anti-Trump and a recent convert to the Democratic Party. Walsh never directly interacted with Madigan, but he says the partisan congressional maps that Madigan blessed drove him from Congress in 2012. Walsh says it's entirely plausible that Madigan would want to get his case before Trump.
He's giving away pardons like candy now, like we've never seen. And he's easily influenced by people who've been loyal to him and who get to him. So if Madigan can find somebody like that, it's utterly believable that that would happen.
Walsh says Blagojevich could get Trump's attention. That would be one of the most unforeseeable, table-turning situations in Illinois politics in decades, because Madigan significantly hindered Blagojevich's legislative agenda as governor. And it was Madigan who pushed to drive Blagojevich permanently from state office after his FBI arrest.
Blagojevich won't say whether Madigan's camp has asked for his help winning an audience with Trump. Saying anything about that, he says, would be inappropriate ahead of Madigan's sentencing. But Blagojevich did offer this. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Just how desperate the 83-year-old Madigan turns out to be might hinge on whether he has to stay in prison until his mid-90s. I'm John Seidel.
And I'm Dave McKinney.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Todd Gleason, Eric Stock, Dave McKinney, Isabella Nieto, and John Seidel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.